NTSB spokesman Mike Folkerts told reporters during a news conference Tuesday at the crash site 6 miles northwest of the airport that something went wrong during the final approach.
While on final and below the cloud layer, the aircraft began to slow and also descend to a low altitude. The last air traffic control data that was captured at 8:50 Central Time, the aircraft was at 2,000 feet above sea level, which is about 200 feet above the ground level.
Folkert says the early part of the investigation will focus on mechanics.
Today and the weeks ahead, we're examining the aircraft systems to include the fuel system, both engines, both propellers. We do have engine data that we're going to be able to download that should give us some insights as to what may have been going on with the engines.
He says they will also look at the health of the pilot, 65-year-old Jeffrey Carl Weiss of Houston. The five other victims on board were also from Houston, and Folkert says they were flying into Kerrville on business. The NTSB describes Weiss as an experienced pilot who was certified to fly airline transport planes and who had more than 5,000 flight hours. Folkert says there were no components of the aircraft that were missing. He says witnesses told the NTSB the aircraft was spiraling out of control, but no one saw the plane actually hit the ground. He says the pilot purchased the 1999 twin-engine Beechcraft BE-58 in 2002. More preliminary information is expected next week, but the formal investigation will not be concluded for another year. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.